First off, I want to thank the Lord tonight for saving my soul above all things.
Amen.
First and foremost. I wouldn't be standing here this evening if it wasn't for that, and I sure couldn't be, I can tell you. And because he saved my soul when I was 18 years old, he knew I loved him enough to bow down to him. He knew when I was 22, I'd be man enough to preach his word when he asked me to. Now, I ran from it. Don't get me wrong. I'm human. I make mistakes. If anybody knows me here, you know I've made mistakes in this lifetime. Made plenty of them. And if you're human, if you're here tonight, you've made mistakes too. We all going to. I ask that you don't look at the old Tyler preaching up here. I ask that you listen to what the Lord has to say and not what Tyler has to say, because it ain't what I got to say, because I'd be sitting back there in the very back, or I'd be home if it was up to me. I thank my Savior for my salvation every day. I've abused her. I've treated her rough. And if you could have lost her, I'd have lost her. But I thank God that he's got me in his hand, and he ain't going to let me go. He ain't going to let me go. I'm safe. I don't got to worry about when I die one day. What I do worry about, though, is while I'm here. You know, he don't expect me just to walk through this life and be able to do what I want to. He expects me to go through this life and live for him. He don't want me to go through and just go willy-nilly and just go do as I please. You will have repercussions for those things. And I think we all here know that. And I pray here that you know that's why I'm here preaching to you tonight, because I know the repercussions of what happens if I don't go preach. If I don't go preach his word like he told me to. I ain't no book scholar. I ain't went nowhere to study this stuff. I didn't have nobody but the Lord teach me this. Ain't nobody. He taught me everything I know from 22 to 31 year old. He's taught me everything. I've listened to the preachers, and that's from God. I've listened to the preachers, and that's from God. I've listened to the testimonies of the people, and that's from God. Because I don't think, and there's been a few people that can stand up and they can just say stuff and it roll off their tongue. But when a God-felt, heartfelt salvation person gets up and they get to telling about their salvation, you know it. There ain't no doubt in your mind. They know where they're going one day after a while. And I pray that you today, listen here today, know where you're going one day after a while, because over here in Matthew, we're going to try to read some verses of Scripture here tonight. I pray that you just bear with me. I ain't much of a reader. I barely made it through high school. So y'all just bear with me. It says here in the 25th chapter of Matthew, in the 31st verse, and what God here is saying is, one day, he's going to separate his sheep from his goats. Is he not? Yeah. It's going to be a great separation one day. And what side will you be on? Is what I ask you here tonight to ask yourself. I ask you just to listen for the next little bit. Don't worry about what's going on after church. Don't worry about what's going on tomorrow. If you're here today and you don't know God, I ask you to listen for the next little bit. While I stand here and try to preach his word, y'all pray for me. With the mistakes I make here, it says here in the 31st verse, it says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne in his glory. And before him shall gather all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and he shall put the goats on his left hand. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye have blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came to me. Woo! And it says here, then shall the righteous, oh, may Lord help us tonight here. Then shall the righteous answer him and say, Lord, we saw thee and hungered, and we fed thee, and or thirsty, and we gave thee drink. When we saw the stranger, we took thee in, or naked and clothed thee. Or when we saw thee sick or in prison, we came to thee. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of your brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Amen.
So what's that saying here? When you see these people who are out here struggling in this world, put your hand out and help them. When you see people out in this world and you think they're walking down the side of the road, hey, let me tell you a little something. You know, my dad taught me a good lesson. When I was a young boy, we were driving down the road there. He said, hi, me. He turned back around. I said, where are you going? We went back. We picked up a man walking on the side of the road. He said, we got back home. I said, why'd you pick him up? He was nasty. He had cans off. He had all this stuff. He said, son, that might have been Jesus. You know what? That's a good life lesson there. Because he said, right here, ye have done it unto me as you've done it to them. So don't think of them as those strangers in the world, nasty people. You're doing it for God as he done it for us. Because we ain't nothing but sorry strangers in this world. And he's doing it for us, ain't he? Yes, sir. He's done it for me. He's done it for you. Everybody here tonight who've been saved by God's grace, he'll do it for you. He's done it for you. Listen here. And this is for those of you tonight here who have not been saved by God's grace like I have. Like I know in my heartfelt salvation heart, like I got that no soul salvation. I know it. Ain't no doubt. Ain't no preacher told me I'm going to heaven. Ain't nobody else told me. It was God. Only God. Nobody. He says, listen here. Listen here what he says for those of you who don't know him. Whew. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, all of y'all who don't believe, he said, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. Prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and you give me no meat. For I was thirsty, and you give me no drink. For I was a stranger, and you not took me in. I was naked, and you not give me clothes. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me. Well, that's what he said. It's in right here in red. And listen to right here what it says. And all those things, that ain't what's going to carry him to hell one day after a while. I can tell you in just a minute what's going to carry him to hell. It says right here. Then shall he answer to them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did not to the ones the least of these, ye did not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Amen. Life eternal. Okay. We can't picture that with our little simple minds we got here on this earth. How far eternity is yonder. Forever and ever. I can live here for 70 more years. I'll be 100 year old. And that won't be a drop to what a day is in heaven. Not a drop. I can live here for 100 years. And where will you be? Where will you be? Are you going to be a sheep? Or are you going to be a goat? I'm a sheep. You know, they say, in this lifetime today, don't be a sheep. Don't follow. Yeah, don't follow man. Don't follow man and what man wants you to do. Be a sheep for God. You know why he called it a goat? Because a goat seems to stray off a lot, don't he? He seems to just go yonder over here. He'll get his head locked in the fence. He'll be gone. You won't be able to find him. He'll be dead. You won't ever find him. That's a goat. A sheep. What's it got? It's got a shepherd, don't it? All sheep's got a shepherd. Now, I ain't your shepherd. I can teach you some things. I don't know much. I can teach you a few things about what that Bible's taught me and what my Lord's taught me and what my Lord's taught my daddy. And I call him my daddy because I've only got one father. I've only got one father, and he's up there. I got a dad on earth. I got a granddad. I got another one. Still here. Lucky as can be for that. If you get to see him every day, you better be thankful for it. Been to funerals this week. Been to places. Haley's great grandma passed away. My other aunt ain't doing so good. She ain't got much longer. Life is just a vapor, boys and girls. It's just a vapor. It's here, then it's gone, and you just miss it. 30 years for me has went by like that right there. 30 years. It's been. I don't even know. I was 18 when I got saved. And I'm fixing to be 31 next week. It's been that long since God saved my soul. And let me tell you what. There's not been one day since I was 18 years old when he saved my soul that I've been scared to go to hell. Not one day. I've not questioned it, because when I was 7 years old and I got up in the church and I told them I was saved, I got up here and I fake joined the church. I told everybody I was fine. If I would have died anywhere from the age of 7 to the 18-year-old, when the whole time I knew I was lost, the whole time. If you're hearing lost, don't do like me. Don't do like I did, because if you die, your parents going to think you're okay. Right? They're going to think you're okay. But you ain't. You ain't. It's just like anything in this life. It all comes down between you and God. Amen. No matter what you do, you can go out here in this life, you can treat everybody you see with respect, nice, do all the things good to them. You can go home, you can do the raunchiest things to your family, do some nasty things, and nobody knows about it. I tell you who does know about it. God. Amen. He knows about it. Right. Don't think for a second that I ain't paid for many of things that my dad and their mama never found out. Never. And they'll never find out. But God knows. God knows. And we need to remember that as we go on through this life, through the next few years, this rough few years we're fixing to have. Yeah. You just wait and see and hide and watch what I'm telling y'all right now. These next few years, we got some trials and temptations coming in this world. We got some bad times coming on us. Yeah. Now, what we need to do is stick together and hold for God. You know, if they make us where we can't come in here and worship together, we need to be somewhere else doing it together. Amen. We need to be doing it. We need to be searching for God. We need to be doing this for Him. Because He's the one. He's the one. I preached on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego this morning. Holy. That's one of my favorite stories in the whole Bible. The whole Bible. That's one of my favorite stories. Because of their faith. Their faith. They didn't bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's gold image right there. Everything they want you to do nowadays, they want you to bow down to it. You'll lose your job because of it. You'll lose your friends because of it. You'll lose that. You'll lose everything because of it. Well, what did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego do? They said, no, sir. They stood there, and they stood their ground, and they did not bow down to that golden image. And what happened? They said, put the furnace 7 times as hot, didn't they? Get her hot. Hot as you can get it. 7 times as hot as it was the last time we done this to somebody. Hoo-wee. What happened? The great mighty men who brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego up there, brought them up there to push them into the fire, they died because it was so hot. They died. But what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Nebuchadnezzar was befuzzled, wasn't he? He could not believe what he saw because there were 4 in the fire. There were 4. There was not 3 no more. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in there. But there were 4. And it said, what was it? The likened to the Son of Man was with them. He was with them. He'll be with you just like He was with them in the days to come. Stick with Him. Stick with Him. Stick by Him. And if you're here lost, you better find Him. You better find Him before it's too late. I can go ahead and tell you, we ain't got much longer. If I was God, I'd have done this thing a long time ago. God bless y'all. I'm done. Y'all get a song. Y'all get a song and have a Christian handshake.